My gracious, it is Friday morning already. Well, thank you for allowing me into your living rooms and being able to share God's Word with you all this week. Today, we are reading Psalm 30. And today's reading is a psalm in which the writer praises God for healing and being restored to life. The psalm focuses on the turning of sadness and sorrow to joy and concludes with a promise to thank God forevermore. And again, God's saving words for us this week have been praise and thanksgiving. So let's begin. I praise you, Lord, because you have saved me and kept my enemies from gloating over me. I cried to you for help, O Lord my God, and you healed me. You kept me from the grave. I was on my way to the depths below, but you restored my life. Sing praise to the Lord, all his faithful people. Remember what the Holy One has done and give him thanks. His anger lasts only a moment, his goodness for a lifetime. Tears may flow in the night, but joy comes in the morning. I felt secure and said to myself, I will never be defeated. You were good to me, Lord. You protected me like a mountain fortress. But then you hid yourself from me, and I was afraid. I called to you, Lord. I begged for your help. What will you gain from my death? What profit from my going to the grave? Are dead people able to praise you? Can they proclaim your unfailing goodness? Hear me, Lord. Be merciful. Help me, Lord. You have changed my sadness into a joyful dance. You have taken away my sorrow and surrounded me with joy. So I will not be silent. I will sing praise to you. Lord, you are my God, and I will give you thanks forever. Today's key verse is Psalm 30, verse 4. Sing praise to the Lord, all his faithful people. Remember what the Holy One has done and give him thanks. Now, it looks as if when we're reading this passage of Scripture that the writer of the psalm was in very, very poor health. It looks like he may have given up on life. All those around him had just said, he's not going to make it. And yet God was faithful and stepped in and brought deliverance and healing. Have you ever been in a place in your life when those around you have given up? Maybe you even had given up, and yet God, in his faithfulness, stepped in and brought you out, brought deliverance. Let's pray. Merciful God, you are the Holy One, and I praise you for your constant love and goodness. I will not be silent. I will sing praises to you. You are my God, and I will give you thanks forever. Amen. Well, our week has come to an end. I hope to see you this beautiful Lord's Day morning, and in either in person at the chapel or over the internet on Zoom or on Facebook. And then we will see each other again on Monday morning as we begin with 1 Chronicles chapter 13, where King David seeks to bring the covenant box, the Ark of the Covenant, to Jerusalem. Until then, beloved, God's richest blessings upon you are my prayer.